Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri went to visit Abba Chalavto. Now, Omalo, they said like this. What's going to be the halacha?
Harei she'ochlo shonu rishonim. If somebody ate the tefuah of the field 1 year, here's the shana v'chazaka. We know if you're living in a field for 3 years, so that's the proof that it belongs to you. So let's say you were eating the produce of this field for the first year. Pifnei shnayim, and you had two edim that you were living in this field for the first year. Shniyah, then the second year. Pifnei shnayim, you have another two edim that you were living there the second year. Shlishis, the third year of your chazaka. Pifnei shnayim, in front of another two edim. Now what's the halacha? Kitzi, you had different edim for each year. Are these edim good to now that we can bring all three pair of edim together and we listen to all three of them? We know now that you were on this field for 3 years. So that's the chazaka to say it belongs to you. Is this called good edim or not? So Amalot, they said like this, Harezu chazaka. This is a good chazaka. We have now edim that you were living on this field for 3 years. So that's the proof that it belongs to you. Amalot, they said back to him, Afani Yom Mekain. Really, I would say the same thing also. Elo, Shirabi Akiva Chelik Medova. But Rabbi Akiva, he argues on this. Why? Shirabi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva used to say, he dashed, Dover, like we said before, Pishnayim Medim Yakum Dover. Dover means the thing has to be through Edim, and we dashed Veloi Chatzi Dover. And not half of a thing. Like here. What did these Edim see? No one Ed saw a Chazaka here. Each Ed only saw the way he was in the field for 1 year. Being there 1 year means nothing. A chazaka is being there 3 years.
See, if you would have one pair of edim that saw him there for all 3 years, that would be a good chazaka. But here, each edim only saw him there 1 year. So 1 year is only a chatzi, it's a half of a dover. It's not called a chazaka. He has to be living there for 3 years to make it a chazaka. So if you only have three different edim, each one only saw 1 year, Rabbi Akiva says that's not called edim. Each edim by itself is only saying on a chatzi dover, that's not called edim. You have to have one pair of edim that saw them there for 3 years. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita.
So Chura means to ask in our Mishnah also, when the two edim just saw the Tficha, so those two edim should not be good, because those edim by itself is no good, those two edim. Because the Tficha alone means nothing. Maybe he's shechting his own animal. How do we know it was a stolen good? Because we have two different edim that saw him make the Geneva. So the edim Geneva, they're saying a complete thing. But the second edim and the tficha, all they saw was just a tficha, by itself means nothing. So Val Mishnah says, Dil is chayav dal vei, it's a rai, not like Rabbi Akiva. Omer Abaye says no. Afilu tem Rabbi Akiva, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, still it's good. Meanwhile, murder Rabbi Akiva, doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree, Bishnayim, Oimrim Kiddush, Ushnayim Oimrim Boal, Tiafagav, the Ede Bia, Tzrich Li Ede Kedushin, Kivin, the Ede Kedushin, Lo Tzrich Li Ede Bia, Dover Karinim Bey. What's going to be if two Edim say we know this lady was married? And then another two Edim say we saw the way this Isha had nus with another man. So Avada will kill the Isha. Again, Mila Mother Rabbi Akiva, Bishnayim Oimim Kiddush. Two Edim say we saw the way she got married. That's all they know, that she's married. Ushnayim Oimim Boal, another two Edim come late and say we saw the way she lived with another man. The Alpha Gav, the Edibia, Tzrichlei Kedushin, even though the Edibia by themselves would not be Mechayev HaMisa, because all you saw her living with a man. So what? Maybe she's not married to anybody else. So therefore she's not Chayev HaMisa for living with a man. So the fact you saw her living with this man means nothing by itself. But what? But Kivon the Eidei Kedushin. So if so, why are these two Eidei be Mechayev HaMisa? So as far as like this, Kivon the Eidei Kedushin, Leit Tzrich Leidei Biyah, since the first Eidei Kedushin is Nemen by itself, it's a complete Eidei. We believe it. If so, Dova Karinave, as if to say, the Eidei Kedushin we were first Mekavel, that's good Eidus, a complete Eidus. So after we know she's Mekadeshus, now if two Eidim says she's Mezana with another man, she's Chayiv Misa. So I tell you, Hochinami, but I hear also in the Mishnah. Alpha Gav the Eidei Tficha. Tzrich Li Eidei Geneva, true. The Eidei Tficha by themselves really should mean nothing, because he shechted his own maybe. We have to first know that it was stolen, true. But Kivon the Eidei Geneva. Since the Eidim that said that this person stole the shore, that's a complete Eidus. He doesn't need the Tficha. That's a complete Eidus that you saw the way the man stole it. If so, Dova Karinabay. That's called a complete Eidus. So now we could build on it. Once we know that it's a stolen good, now if we know that he made a Tficha on it, we can be Mechayivim Chatzidavar. We can be Mechayivim Dalav Hei.
Where is there a case then of Chatzidover? That's by Eidi Chazaka here. Eidi Chazaka, each year by itself is nothing. You need 3 years. So the first Edom that say he lived there for 1 year, they are not saying a complete thing. We can't build on it. Because even the first Edom is not complete. When two Edom say we saw Reuben eat in the field for 1 year, so what? That's not Edom. That doesn't mean the field belongs to him. Maybe he's eating on stolen goods. It's only after 3 years it's a chazaka. So there the first Edom is not a complete Edom, but we can't keep it. So therefore the second Edom also means nothing. But here when the first Edom said that he stole, he made a Geneva, that's a complete Edom. Once we have one complete Eidus, then we can build on it. With Eidus Fichel, we would be Mechayiv in Dal Vehei. Now the Gemara is, the Rabbanim, but according to the Rabbanim Shita, they held no, they held even by the 3 years of the Chazakah, each year is complete, is called the complete thing. You're saying Eidus, that you saw him be there for 1 year, then another year, together we can make up Eidus Chazakah. So if so, Rabbanim, Hayim Dover V'loi Chatzi Dover L'mutinai, like the Chur of the Pasuk says, so what do they do with this possible dover? What's wrong? Like what's no good? What type of edus is possible? So I'll tell the Rabbanan hold, Lemut in a case like this, it comes to exclude Echad Oimer Echad Degabo V'Yechad Oimer V'Krisa. That is a shaila now with the Isha Gedol or not. She has to have two Cyrus. So you want to know Edom to say that they saw she had two Cyrus. What's going to be if one eight said they saw a sar, one hair on the top part, and the other one saw we saw one hair near the crease near her stomach? That's possible. So Gemara says, "Hai chatzi dover v'chatzi edesu." That's called mamash chatzi dover and chatzi edes. So Rashi says, "Chatzi dover seyerecher." True, it's only a chatzi dover because you're only staying on one hair. To make the isha gedola, you have to stay on shnei sars, two hairs. And the chatzi edes, Rashi says, "Eidechod yesh lesar." Here's two chasroinus. It's only an eid echad on each one. So an eid echad means nothing. And also he's saying on a chatzi dover, that's why it's no good. But where is there a case when you have two eidim, that still it's no good because they're saying on a chatzi dover? So Ella must like this better. Ella lemute, it comes to exclude a case like this. Shanayim moimrim echad negaba. Not one eid, but two eidim. Two eidim said we saw she had one hair above. The shanayim moimrim echad bekrisa. We saw she had one hair decreased by stomach. And here it's called a chatzi dover. Here the two eidim means nothing. You know why? Because hani amri katani, when these two eidim said they only saw one hair. One hair is nothing, she can still be a katana. So these two eidim are saying that she's a katana. For hani amri katani, and the second eidim is saying she's a katana. So there, pshita, that's why it's called a chatzi dover. Here even the rabbanon agree it's called a chatzi dover. Because what you're saying is, she's a katana. Mashenken by Eidi Chazaka, you're saying like he ate 1 year of the Chazaka. That's called something. Therefore, the Rabbanan know that's called the good Eidus. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Gona for Mocha B'Shabbos. If you made a Geneva and you sold it on Shabbos, so our Mishnah says, Yechayev Dal Vehei, you're not Chayev Misa, you didn't do any Malacha. Therefore, there's no Kamlev Drab Minei, so Yechayev Dal Vehei. For at the Gemara of Watan, you learned in a Braisa Potter. We learned in a Braisa that if you steal on Shabbos, and you sell it on Shabbos, you're potter from Dal Vehei. So Gemara answers, Amar Rami Bachoma, Kitan Yahid the potter, what is the case of the Braisa that says that you're potter on Shabbos? I'll tell you, the case is, the Oimeloi, when the person that's buying the shore, first you made a Geneva, and now you're selling it to somebody else. So this other person you're selling it to tells you, you know how I'll pay you the money? I'll give you the money, the Oimeloi, Okut Teino Mitenosi, Vetiknuli Geneva Secho. The way I'll pay you is, you come into my field, and you take off the figs. I want you to pull off a few figs, and the figs keep for the money. That's the way I'm making the mechira. Like, I'll buy the shor off you, like the guy that sold it on Shabbos, he made a geneva on Shabbos, and now he finds another person he wants to sell it to. So that person says, okay, I'll buy it. But you know how I'll pay you? I'll pay you if you go ahead and collect off, pull off the figs off my field. So it comes out the ganif, how was the mechira chal? Only the shas is pulling off the figs, that's the way he gets his money for the mechira, that makes it into a mechira. But for pulling off the figs off the tree, yechayiv misa. Then we say, come live with the rabminei. That's why you put it from Dal Vehei. The shas to mechira, yechayiv misa, that's why you put it. So Mor says, Amri, let's see. V'chivon v'chi tov alei kamon bedino. If this lakeach, the one that's buying the shore, would tell this person, listen, you ate my figs, I want you to pay me for it. Layamin and Layzil Shlim. Bezdin would not make him pay it back to you. Do you know why? To Mechayiv Vinafshahu. Because, like, let's say he wanted to be a Ganav. Let's say he comes into your field on Shabbos and he picks off the figs and eats it. So, since even if he's a Ganav, you can't ask him to pay the money back because it's Chayiv Misa right now. If so, Hai Mechira Nami, Lav Mechirihi. Lechura, that's not called a good case of a Mechira. The price of Pasha means he was Ganav Umochar. He sold it on Shabbos. But he made a Maisa Mechira. A Mechira sale means I give it to you and you pay me for it. I sold it to you. So the Mechira is only Chal if you give me back money. Money means money that I have of yours. It's called like you're giving me your money. That if the sale would not go through, you would have a right to get the money back. That's called I'm getting money for the Mechira. But here, even if the sale would not go through, you can't get the money back from me. The fact that I ate up your tainim now on Shabbos, picking it off the tree, I'm Chayiv Misa for that. If so, since I'm Chayiv Misa, you can't force me, you can't make me pay the money. If so, that money is not called money for Mechira. If so, it's not called a good Mechira here. So that can't be shot in the Braisa. The Braisa is Mashma, you made a Gnevra and a Mechira on Shabbos. But the Mechira was a good Mechira. So that can't be the case. So the Gemara says, El Amara Papa, V'yaymaloi, Zeroi Gnevra Sechol Echatzairi, that the person that wants to buy it says like this. You want to sell it to me? Throw the Gnevra into my Chatzah. V'tiknili Gnevra Sechol. And let my chutz like be kind of the Gneva, the tikmali Gneva Secha. That was the way he made a Mechira. But the Lakeh says, throw it into my Rishus. So Kitzi threw it through Rishus Aravim into the other person's chutzah. That's how he's Chayiv Misa. So it comes out, that's why he's put from Dal Vehei. So Rashi said, like, Zeroi Gneva Bechateri Beshabbos. But yet, Lucham, why is not give you the money later? Bechain Asa, come to Lakeh. But then it's Chayiv Misa. Because he threw it through Rishus Aravim into Rishus Yochid. So Gemara says, "Kvan, who do we go like? Rabbi Akiva, the yama that he holds, kluta kimi shud chadami. When something's over the ear, in the ear, it's considered like it landed on the ground already. So here also, as soon as you throw it from Rishus Rabbim into Rishus Yochid, it's considered like it landed already, and you chayiv misa right away. Because the Rabbanit, if you want to say we go according to the Rabbanit Shita, they don't hold for kluta. Therefore, the svar is like this." Kiva demakila chotzer beisai. As soon as you throw the animal into the other person's chotzer, let it be high up in the air. But as long as it goes over the fence, kona. Right away, he's kona with his chotzer. His chotzer is kona. Linyan Shabbos, but for the melach of Shabbos, loy nechayv. You won't be chayv for the Shabbos. Ad demakila yari until it lands to the ground. If so, you don't say kom lev the rabbinay. It's like the chiv mammon came before the chiv misa. Sakim is telling me in this case he's potter, so it has to be according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva says, Kluta kimi shun chadami, that by Shabbos, as soon as it comes into the Rishus, into the air, we look as if it landed already. So therefore, at the same time, it's called the Gnevra, and it is a Shabbos, therefore you're potter, because we say, Kom lev the Rabbi Minei. Samura says, no, even not like Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you, the Yoyma we're talking about over here, where the gun, where the Lekech said, but the person said, no, I don't want to be kreiner until it lands. So since he spoke this out, so he's not kreiner it until it lands on the ground. And that's the same time when he's chayiv for the Issa Shabbos, therefore we say, kom lev the Rav Minei. Rav Amar Rav says like this, le'yoylam k'rami b'chomo. We could be talking about like Rami b'chomo. The question was, like Rami b'chomo said, l'chura, where was the Mechira? It's not called the good Mechira. For instance, Esnan Osra Torah V'yafilu Bo'alimoy. Esnan, the Pshat is, what's an Esnan? If somebody gives a present, gives the pay to the Zayna for living with her, so if he gave her a korban, so the korban is possible, look from the Mizbeach. Even in the case of V'yafilu Bo'alimoy, even in the case where the Esnan was his own mother, where the Zayna was his mother, so it comes out that it's Chayiv Misa. So it's like this. If she is the mother, would ask the son later, give her the pay for this nus, would we tell him that he has to pay her because it's coming? If the son lives with his mother, he's chayiv misa. So if the mother later says he owe me the money, he could say, but I'm chayiv misa, I'm potter for paying you. Still we say, but if the son on his own does pay her, does give her the payment, have a yesman. It's called an yesman. It's called it's called a payment for this nus that it becomes also used for korban. So I'll tell you, hokinam here also the same thing. Afa gav linyan tashlumin. Even though, what happened here now? When you stole it, first you made a geneva, and now you're selling it to somebody. And that person says the sale is that when you pick off my dates, my figs, that's the payment. So true. Even though when you pick off the figs on Shabbos Yechayim Misa, and he told the Medina, come on, if he would ask you to pay him up in Bezdin, you would not have to pay him.